الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting, the day of Jumu'ah is a very great day, the king of the days of the week, and one special ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah is salawat ala al-Nabi, to read durood sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. There are great, great merits of reading durood sharif, salawat, every day, and especially on the day of Jumu'ah, and especially when we are in Madinatul Munawwara. In Medina Sharif, then also we should read a lot of durood sharif. One durood sharif, which is narrated by Tabrani, rahmatullah alayh, that a person who reads one time durood, Allah Ta'ala sends 10 duroods on that person. We know ourselves, we are filthy, we are dirty, our tongues are filthy, our hearts are dirty, our mind is filthy, but then we send one durood, and Allah, who is Subhan, who is pure, Allah sends 10 duroods. And durood, salawat, is the special mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So what a great honor it is for us that we just send one durood and Allah sends 10 duroods on us. A person who sends 10 duroods, Allah Ta'ala sends 100 duroods on that person. And a person who sends 100 times durood, then on his forehead is written, Bara'atu minan nar wa bara'atu minan nifaq, that this person is pure, is saved from the fire of Jahannam, and also he is saved from being a hypocrite, munafiq, which we know is a terrible thing, to be a munafiq, and to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Such an easy way, just by sending 100 times a day, we send durood sharif. The same reward is also mentioned for a person who makes 40 days namaz with takbir-e-ula. So for 40 days, 5 times a day namaz, 5 fours are 2200 namazes continuously with takbir-e-ula, is not so easy. Because sometimes a person's wuzu just breaks, sometimes some other emergency comes out, some urgent work, some other work, and it's not so easy. But we should try. And there are those fortunate people, for years and years, they make their namazes with takbir-e-ula. So we should also try. And if we try one time, inshallah, Allah will make it easy for us forever after that. Allah give us tawfiq. But anyway, it is strenuous. Also the same fadilat, the same virtue is mentioned for a person who makes 40 namazes. That is for 8 days in Masjid-e-Nabawi. A person who makes his 8 days namazes, 40 namazes, with takbir-e-ula, is also granted bara'atu minan nar wa bara'atu minan nifaq. And that also, it is not so difficult, and a person goes with enthusiasm, but then too, it is not so easy. But to read 100 times durood sharif is the most easiest. And the other great bonus for this is that durood sharif, as-salatu ala al-Nabi, mustajabun qata. Durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% accepted. So easy to, and it takes between 3 and 5 minutes to read 100 times durood sharif. And so great virtues, we should not deprive ourselves. We should try and read daily, and especially on Jum'ah, we should try and read even more. In another hadith, it comes that a person who reads 100 times durood sharif, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill 100 needs of his. 70 of the akhirat and 30 of this dunya. So we all have got so many needs, but by durood sharif, barakat of durood sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will fulfill 100 of our needs, 30 of this dunya, and more we will be in need will be the akhirat. 70 of our needs there, And 70 usually is referred to by the Arabs and in the Arabic language for kathra, for abundance. That means all our needs Allah Ta'ala will fulfill. One incident is narrated of one person. There was a very sinful person, very, very disobedient person. This person, he passed away and somebody saw him in a dream and asked him that, how did it go with you? He said, Allah forgave me. He says, on what did Allah forgive you? He says, one time I asked one muhaddith to narrate a hadith to me. The muhaddith narrated the hadith from him, the whole chain, all the rawis, till Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then at the end he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name. And then I also said loudly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all who were in that gathering, they also then said loudly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, at that time, all who raised sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forgave them all. So how fortunate are the students of hadith. And that is why the ulama write, the students of hadith, muhaddithin, read the most durood. Because continuously they are reading qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything sami'tu min Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time. So how lot of durood sharif. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Another very, very great virtue. Allah give us all tawfiq. That we carry on learning what we learn. We like to share with our friends. It is narrated in many hadith, and the ulama putting all the hadith together said that it is 100% correct, and we can make amal on it, and we can narrate this hadith that a person who makes 4 nafils after Isha namaz, he gets the thawab of Laylatul Qadr, of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. So 4 nafils, which is common, we read our 4 sunnat, we read our 4 faras. 2 sunnat mu'akkada, 2 nafil. 3 witr wajib, 2 nafil again. So 4 nafils. Whoever reads 4 nafils, he gets the thawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So every night of the year, by the simple amal of making 4 nafils, Allah give us tawfiq from now. As students, usually we cut it very short. We just make 4, 2, 3. 4 faras, 2 sunnat mu'akkada, 3 witr wajib. The others we don't read. But read our 2 nafils before witr and 2 nafils after witr. 4 nafils we'll get the thawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Try and remind one another also and try and start doing it from now. Then your whole life you can carry on and encourage other people as well inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that ask them that هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Those people who know, who are the يَعْلَمُونَ, are the equal يَسْتَوِي with those people who are لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. This is known as istifhami inkari, a question. And the answer of it is definitely in the negative. That is, there is no doubt. Those who know can never be equal with those who don't know. But yeah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not explain what is the position of those people who know. And those who don't know, neither did Allah Ta'ala explain yeah. Allah only asked the question, and the answer is quite clear, we all know. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. The people of intelligence, أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, they will ponder in this matter. Allah didn't give the answer yet. But Allah, those who are أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, they will ponder and see the great difference. So if we see, think about it a little bit, the people who are يَعْلَمُونَ, the people who know, in another place Allah explained a great virtue. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. That those who are the ulama, who are the ya'lamun, they are blessed with the great quality of khashiyat, of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is present. Allah's power is above all other powers. Allah's government is above all other governments. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Allah is the king of all kings. Allah is the king of all sovereigns. مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. And governments Allah gives to til mulka man tasha wa tanzi'u al mulka mimman tasha. Who Allah wants to, He gives government. And who He wants to, He takes away government from. He is the supreme being. So those people who have got this khashiyat, they have got the fear of this great king. They don't fear, and once a person has the fear of Allah, Allah takes out the fear of the creation from that person. And if a person hasn't got the fear of Allah, that all the fear of this dunya is put in him. Small, small things. Just one thought comes in a person's mind. Now he's in his big depression. Now just what can happen here? What can happen there? What? All the time he's in a fear. He's in a fear because of perhaps he'll be caught by the government not complying with the protocols, for example. He's got that fear. He'll be fearing the virus all the time. And anything, he doesn't want to touch this, he doesn't want to go there, don't want to go to masjid, don't want to touch the Quran Sharif also. After dua, don't want to wipe the hands on the face also. What fears Allah puts into a person. People are overtaken by fear when we don't fear Allah Ta'ala. But when a person has got that proper knowledge and is blessed with this khashiyat, then that person, Allah Ta'ala, removes all the fear. And that person lives comfortably. He'll go and visit sick people, he won't have any fear also. He'll make khidmat of people who have got the virus also, he won't have any fear. And there are many people, and nothing, they went, the people forced them to go for test also, negative. Eh? So all the fear Allah Ta'ala takes out. So the people who have got that real knowledge, the one sign of it is that they have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Another great honor for those people who have knowledge, Allah Ta'ala made our great grandfather Adam alayhi salam masjood malaika. On account of this ilm, Allah Ta'ala made the malaika, who are the honorable creation of Allah, created from nur. Allah made them, made sajda ta'azimi, a sajda of respect and honor to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And the malaika at that time, when they objected that Ya Allah, ataj'alu fiha may yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku dima, you're going to make people who are going to cause bloodshed and who are going to cause anarchy in the world, you're putting them in the world. And when a person, when the ulama get this knowledge, the malaika also then admit, we are not where these people are. So the people of who are ya'lamun, Allah has given them great, great position. On the other hand, those who are la ya'lamun, they don't compare at all. And who are these people? For one, those people who haven't got this knowledge of Quran and Hadith. That is the Quran, the knowledge. Today we calling everything knowledge. Things which are the experiences of people, which can be right and wrong. People which non-believers, who don't believe in Allah, who are atheists, what they formulate, we call that knowledge. That is their experiences, that is their theories, and that is what they think. But what is knowledge, what is absolute, is only that which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has revealed. And that is Quran Sharif. And the explanation of the Quran Sharif, the Hadith, and every word of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke was also from Allah Ta'ala. It is وحي غير متلو. It's not recited like the Quran Sharif, but it is also absolute like that which the Quran Sharif, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said. So that is what is knowledge. The knowledge of Quran and the knowledge of Hadith and all this others which is experiences of people, and there it is a necessity also. We have to eat, how to grow, how to do agriculture, farming. We have to know that knowledge, and we learn it from the people of before, and we put it together, and that is all what is being taught, the experiences of people. And then we have to know how to build a house. We all have to live in a house. We need clothes, we need food, we need transport. all these things, we need that knowledge. So that is all this, and these people, Allah Ta'ala, He said about them, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They only know the zahiri things of this dunya. That is what they know. They are all those people who are لا يعلمون عن الآخرة هم غافلون. Those people who know nothing about akhirat. And where do you know, learn about akhirat? Not in agriculture, not in engineering, not in anything else. About akhirat, you learn from Quran Sharif and from Hadith. And this is absolutely essential that we get this knowledge of deen. And in this, so those people who don't know, they are those people who we unfortunately today, we think they are very knowledgeable. How topsy-turvy the world has become. How upside down. And the ulama, we feel that these people, they know, but their knowledge is not so important. It's just something by the side. Whereas we feel that this knowledge is a great knowledge. A person who is a doctor, who is a lawyer, who is an engineer, etc., we give that preference. That is nothing. That is in the term of the Quran Sharif, لا يعلمون. يعلمون are only those people who know Quran and Hadith. That knowledge, that is يعلمون. So these people are very great and honorable in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, and in that field of those people who are لا يعلمون, who don't know, there are two categories in there. One is those who know about the things about this dunya, and yet they attribute it to Allah Ta'ala, that it is by Allah's system, that whatever grows, grows by Allah's command. Rain that comes, comes by the command of Allah. Everything. But today, this dunya's knowledge which we refer to as what is called today now secular education. And secular means everything in which there is no religion, in which there is no, Allah doesn't feature in there. That it is in the power and control of man. Man controls everything. And that knowledge is totally haram. That to believe that Allah doesn't do anything. Allah hasn't got any control. Allah doesn't feature anywhere. To give you an idea of that, some many years ago, roughly 40, 50 years ago, in Turkey, in one town, small town, they had built a dam for irrigation purposes, reservoir, to conserve water. When it was completed on the opening of it, then all the government officials all gathered on the opening. The mayor of the town just said so much that by the fizzle of, he didn't still say Allah, he was going to say Allah. They stopped him there and there. You can't say that. This is not by Allah Ta'ala. We build it. Our education, our knowledge, our technology, our know-how, they attributed it to themselves. This is what is called secular education. That Allah doesn't do anything, we are in control of everything. Whereas a person, Allah made it so clear to every person that when maut comes, if you are in control, then Allah Ta'ala says, defer maut now, push it away now, if you are in control. When maut comes, you can't lift up your hand, you can't blink your eye, you can't make a signature. So what is in your control? Nothing whatsoever is in our control. Allah is the sole controller of everything. So dunya's knowledge is a necessity, and to the limit of necessity. And within, under the knowledge of deen, it must stay. Then that is quite in order, there is nothing. But when it becomes secular, where Allah is taken out of the education, and religion is taken out of the education, then that knowledge is totally haram. Because to learn such knowledge, which takes you away from Allah Ta'ala, who corrupts your beliefs and your aqaid, which Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said, instead of acquiring such knowledge, it is better that a person be a street sweeper. You be a street sweeper, you earn your little bit money, you make ends meet with you and your family, and your iman is intact. It's much more better than earning millions or thousands and your iman is corrupted. And in there, your iman gets corrupted. So more better than that is you become a shoemaker. You become anything simple. Imam Fuad is an imam in the Cape who is still alive now. He explains about his grandparents, his grandfather, and his, both from his mother's side and from his father's side. From his mother's side, when the girls came back from school in those days from an Islamic school, which was an Islamic school, that is properly, not just by name, it's a Muslim school, but it's still doing everything what the secular school is doing, only the name is a Muslim school. No, it was a proper Islamic, not a Muslim school, an Islamic school. But you should make them read one juz, one sufara every day when the girls return from about standard 4. They were small girls to take out the effects of that school. All that they learned of this dunya's knowledge, it must be taken out. That was his condition. His grandfather from his father's side, his sons, he made the one that he made him to learn some knowledge of this dunya and carry on with his work. And for his father, he told him, you become a street sweeper. You work for the municipality and you become a street sweeper. And he told him, what you will get, rich people won't get. And consequently, he went for about 8-10 times for Hajj, which many rich people couldn't afford and couldn't go also. And 8-10 times he went for Hajj, and how many times he went for Umrah? Many times he went for Umrah. And when he used to return after his work, knock off at 5-6 o'clock, whatever his work was, he should walk about 5-8 kilometers to an imam to go and learn deen. And then he should learn his deen till the night, whatever time. And in this way he passed his life, and this is the success Allah gave him. And on the other hand, people of this dunya, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, his father, people told his father that the one son, he gave him some dunya's education. So he said, his roses intizam is made. He will earn. But this other son, Ashraf Ali, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, you made him a mullah. From where is he going to eat? He won't go from where is he going to earn? From where is he going to eat? Then his father told that people will eat from his sister's hand. He will be feeding people. Not a question of from where he's going to eat, but he will be feeding people. And the world saw that happened. That in the Khanqahs, in the Darul Ulooms, in the Tablighi Ijtima of Marakis, the people of the world come and eat there, and they are being fed there. And how many people are being fed? So by the barakat of ilm, Allah Ta'ala gives all this. So this is a great amanat also. That is another very important aspect. This knowledge of deen, we must respect it first. At one time, a porter, a person who should transport goods for people. And in the old days, on a donkey. Today there are trucks, etc. People do transport work. On a donkey, you should transport goods. So one porter like this, he had his donkey, and they sort of beautified the donkey. And they put some things on him. So this donkey had a diamond, a real valuable diamond on its forehead. But neither did the porter know it's so valuable, it's a real diamond. And neither did the donkey know. Of course the donkey won't know what it's got on its forehead. So one day a jeweler, he saw it, and he made a, this is a diamond, a very, very valuable diamond, and it's laying here on the forehead of the donkey, and nobody knows the value. So he wanted it, it's very valuable, so he spoke to the porter, according to our money terms, for example, he said, sell me this stone which you have got hung here, I'll give you 5 ren. And as common with bargaining, he said, no, not 5, give me 10 ren. So he knew this is worth 10 million and 100 million. So valuable. So he said, no problem. He gave him the 10 ren. But the minute he took that diamond and he put it in his hand, it burst. It broke into pieces. So he spoke to the diamond. There is a parable to take a lesson. And he said, as long as you are on the donkey's head and the ownership of this porter, this poor man, then you were salamat, you were properly in order. When you came in my hand and I know your value, Then you broke into pieces. He says, yes, that is why I broke into pieces. They didn't know my value, that's why they didn't value me. You know my value and you only pay 10 rand for me. After knowing my value, you only pay 10 rand for me. So this knowledge of deen also, first of all, we must know the value of it. If we don't know the value, we got Quran Sharif with us. We got Hadith Sharif with us. We got other ulum of deen. And we wearing jeans. And we wearing torn jeans and patched jeans. And we missing our namazes. And we are cutting our hair, funny hairstyle. And we wearing funny clothes, etc. We don't respect this knowledge. Then how can this knowledge, the effect of it? Therefore, this knowledge, we got it, but it doesn't show the effect because we don't appreciate it. If we appreciate it, then other people will also appreciate this knowledge. Then other people will respect us also. But when we ourselves, we are not there for namaz, for example. This knowledge didn't give us that khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala, that even our namazes, that we make them properly. Namazes mean nothing to us. Adhan goes and it means nothing to us. As though nothing is happening whatsoever. Adhan is a great shi'ar of Allah Ta'ala. Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, one instance is mentioned about her. Once she was feeling thirsty, so she asked the Khadima, the lady who was in attendance, who served her, for water. She gave her water, she was about to drink, Adhan went. In respect of Adhan, she didn't drink the water. She waited till Adhan is finished. She replied to the Adhan, etc. On that it is narrated, after she passed away, and she did lot of rifai, lot of welfare work, lot of work, and great, great things she had done, and she was a pious lady herself. Somebody saw her in a dream and asked her, how did it fare? She said, Allah forgave me. On what did Allah forgive you? On all that great, great work you did. Nehre Zubaydah is famous for water for the people of Makkah. She had arranged that they can get water when there was no water in Makkah Sharif. Hajis used to find difficulty. The people of Makkah used to have difficulty. She said, no, all that was one side. All that went to its arbab. That whatever little there was, my niyat was not right. But this one amal I didn't drink water when Adhan was going. I respected the Adhan. Allah Ta'ala forgave me on that. So Adhan is a thing that we all should try and respect and respond and reply to the Adhan. Today we don't even reply to the Adhan. And what great merit. A person who replies to the Adhan, reads Durood Sharif, حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي أي وَجَبَتْ لَهُ. The intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam becomes wajib for that person, which our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, this means that your maut on Iman is guaranteed, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will only intercede for the mu'mineen. So you'll have to die on Iman. So if we respect the Adhan, reply to the Adhan, read the dua, Husne Khatima, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will bless us with. Another thing we should try, very, very important, salam. Today, salam we don't make. We just mumble. At the most, if we do make salam, we just mumble it to ourselves. And we don't make it clearly. Salam is also a great shi'ar of Islam. A great, great thing. We should make salam common and reply properly to salam. Not just nod our head or not just lift our hand or something. No, we should reply. Make salam properly, and it is the salamati from Allah. Barakat of Allah. Rahmat of Allah. And barakat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.